things you're glad you didn't have to do. And I have to tell you that I don't think I would have ever been comfortable being a pizza delivery guy, because there's no way to know when you're being set up.
Yeah.
When you're going to get screwed.
I was a pizza delivery girl.
Get out of here.
I was the first one.
You were the first
at the one
ever?
At the place where I worked. They didn't have women, and I argued. I was 16 at the time that it wasn't fair, so they let me deliver pizzas.
Whoa.
Hold on a minute. You're like Gloria Steinem. you are a pioneer of the women's movement, and we never knew it.
Wow. Yep.
No, let's not downplay this.
Really?
Let's recap here for a second. You work at a pizza place.
Right.
They don't have any female employees or no delivery
girls? No delivery girls.
Right. And you stepped up and said, why not?
I want to deliver pizzas, right.
And then what did they say when you said, I want to deliver? What did they say?
They say, well, we don't have any women or girls delivering pizzas. And I said, well, that's not fair. And they gave
in. Did you say, I'm going to call my lawyer?
No, I didn't think
you didn't have to do that.
I didn't know anything about lawyers.
You could have been the first female pizza delivery person in the United States.
They could have been.
Well, the United
States.
Who knows?
As far as you know at the time, were any women delivering pizzas?
No, I didn't know any.
You know what?
Wow.
I think I had my little small town.
No, I think Peon's onto something. For all we know, you
could have been the first.
You may very well have opened the door for pizza delivery girls everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. The Susan B. Anthony of the pizza world.
How old were you at the time?
16.
Wow.
Did you have big breasts like you do now?
No.
You didn't?
No.
When did they get big?
Yeah, when did your girls come in?
They're not that big.
Oh, come on. When did they
get big? Oh,
Tina, hold on.
What?
They're not that big. When I got fatter, when I had my kids. Actually, they were smaller after my first son. And then after the second one, I guess.
You kept them. They wanted to stay around.
Yeah, well, thank goodness. They're of no use.
No use to who?
I mean, it's not like when you're pregnant and you have,
I got news for you. If they're of no use, you're with the wrong guy.
Something's
wrong here.
I think they're more in use when you're not having a kid.
You know.
What? No, we don't know what you mean. So how long did you deliver pizzas?
Not very long. I had a ton of jobs.
Were you scared?
Very long. No.
Never.
No.
Because maybe of the part of town you were in. It was a small town.
Never thought of it. It never entered my mind.
Well, here are two things I'm glad my kids never did. And look, I don't want to make any pizza places mad. Look, I get it. You have to deliver pizza. But I'm glad they never had to do that, because it would have bothered me. 2 a.m., bring us a pizza, some drunk people. Who knows who they are. And the other is these people that sit at these little convenience stores, gas stations at 2 and 3 in the morning by themselves.
Mm.
No thanks.
They have a lot more money than a pizza delivery person.
Which brings me to the question I was going to ask. What kind of idiot, well, we know it's just an evil monster, robs a pizza delivery person? Because, first of all, there's no way that kid ever has more than, what, $50?
Maybe. Yeah, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Because don't they, when they go back, turn money in? And here's something the pizza places ought to make clear to the thugs of the world. When our delivery people come back, they are required to put all excess, beyond just a few bucks to make a change, they're required to bring it all back to the store. So at no time will a pizza delivery person ever have more than $30 on them.
It wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, we kept all of our tips on ourselves, but that was back then when things were safe. All my friends and I, before we drove, we walked everywhere at night, whenever.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. Cut through the cemetery. You didn't think about that stuff.
And the biggest thing.
On the street?
Yeah,
street walker. You were a street
much.
Walker.
The biggest prank was, because I delivered pizzas, the biggest prank was when someone would call.
I just got an image of the ding dong, and they open the door, and there's Dan.
Yeah.
And they go, Dad, we're not hungry. They changed their mind.
We didn't order these pizzas.
Well,
you got the wrong house.
And you got that a couple times, because their neighbors or somebody would play a
friend would call and say, here's my address. Yeah. I want 10 cheese pizzas.
Yeah.
Now, how do you deal with that?
You can't stop that stuff.
Nothing.
But
can't do anything.
You get to know the good ones too, and people you fight over who is the big tipper.
Oh, tips well.
And ones that are closer
right.
to the restaurant, because you can get back and forth quickly and get more deliveries in.
But somebody did order it. One time I remember this. I did order, and it was a prank, and they ordered two pizzas. So we went to this house, and the guy they opened the door and said, we never ordered any pizzas. And he's like, did anybody order pizzas? And they're like, no. And he goes, what kind are they? And I told him, and he says,
so he'll give you half for them, since he wants a deal.
No, he bought them. He just said, how much were they? So he just bought them.
Well, I thought you were going to say that he probably he ordered them, but then when you got there, he acted like he didn't and would say, well, since you're here, look, I'll give you half what they...
That's a pretty good idea.
Now Tina's going to do that.
I never thought of that.
Well, no, that would be a good reason for the driver to say, no, I can't give you a deal because
I go, no.
No, but now they have caller ID and all this
other
stuff.
That's true because, when you say something, it's like, are you at such and such? It's like, wow, yes.
I don't think I deliver a pizza to a place that didn't have caller ID. And I think there are certain parts of town you have the right to refuse to go there. If it's a known crack shootout neighborhood,
sure, I would think
I'm not
so.
Delivering a pizza there. So you got to feel bad for, you know, the parents of this guy. And luckily, again, it's not something you hear about. I'm surprised you don't hear about it more often because, again, easy pickings in a sense, just like cab drivers are. Burke segment. Who wants to go
I'll
first?
Go really quickly because
ladies
I know
first.
You have a lot
you
of
take
things.
Take your time, pizza girl.
No. I was just going to mention our trivia night that we went to, the Window World.
I heard it was great.
Pairs trivia.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, but there was a couple things. I thought it was really nice that they had people that came to the table and they're like, can I get you anything to drink?
They did that last year.
And soda and taking your trash. I mean, that never happens normally at a trivia night. And then the other thing, McGraw was the host.
McGraw who?
McGraw Millhead.
Because I know a lot of people named McGraw.
Yeah.
That's a common name.
Yeah, and it's at the beginning of the night and he says, we have some celebrities here. And I'm thinking, there's like a movie star or a singer here, you know? I'm trying to think, who could it be? Who could
it
be?
It was you.
No, well, he named some other radio people first. I'm like, they're not celebrities.
No.
It's like,
they're radio people.
Does that mean he's going to say our names too? And sure enough, he did. But yeah, it never even dawned
on
me.
Who got the biggest round of applause when celebrity radio names were mentioned? Who got the biggest
P.I.?
I think it was our table.
Yeah. As it should be.
Yeah.
Well, I was really hoping for a celebrity.
Correct me if I'm wrong. But I understand that, one, not only did our show bring the most money in, thank you, everybody, to make that possible, but is it true also that the voice of Del Mar Gardens, the other talk station, didn't even participate?
No.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's correct.
Not
That's
even
true.
Represented.
It's true.
Way to go.
We had three tables.
Way to go, old people station.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what I will say? McGraw was an excellent MC.
I said
and
that,
host
too.
For that.
He did a great job.
He did.
And Johnny had a separate table.
Johnny who?
Johnny Landoff from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Way to go.
Had his own table for just food.
Yeah, he
really?
Called. I think he called Jim and John Gillette and said, can you have a table for us? Because he's got a catered spread, you know, with the Sterno cans.
He's wealthy.
And, oh, yeah.
Mimi brought all this food in. They had Bunsen burners going and everything.
Yeah, he's very wealthy.
Bunsen burners. That's from Science Kit.
Sterno's.
Yeah, Bunsen burners.
Bruce Weiner brought me a few chocolate chip cookies. I'm like, wow, it looks like there's cookies over on that table. And next thing I know, there's some cookies right on my table.
I cannot.
Thank you, Bruce.
Substantiate this, but I think he's a billionaire. I think John.
Whoa, a billionaire!
They did bid on a really nice vacation home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
it was really.
Oh,
nice.
There was a puppy too that they auctioned off.
Oh man, I bet my wife wasn't there.
Oh my goodness!
It was an 8-week-old golden retriever puppy. And they were walking it around all night, and it was
a good one.
Fuzzy and oh my.
So
goodness.
Who bought it? Somebody bought it.
I think it was one of the Window World workers,
but it was his wife that wanted it. You could just tell.
How much did it go for?
$1,600, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
The one of the girls that was sitting at Londoff's table, her wanted that dog, and she said, "I'm getting this dog." And she was holding the dog, and her husband's like, "No, we already have a big dog. We already have a dog."
And this was going to be a big dog. The paws on this thing were gigantic.
Oh yeah, it was cute.
It's good to hear that I'm not the only one who calls the shots in my house. I'm glad to hear that still there are other men seriously who put the foot down and say this is the way it's going to be.
Oh,
because that's the way it is in my house.
My wife wanted that dog. My wife says, "We'll bet on that dog." I said, no, we're not. We have two cats.
Before we'll continue with the Burke segment momentarily, but as long as we're talking about wives, I have two for you.
Uh-oh.
We interrupt this Burke segment.
Two wives?
Two wife-isms.
Oh.
My wife pulled two this weekend that were classics. I don't know where we are because we're riding with a friend of ours who's taking us to see the house he just moved into in the middle of southern mid Missouri. It's down Lake of the Ozarks, but it's not really. What's the name of this town? Lynn Creek. Okay, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, "Hey," he says, "let me take this road off to the side here. It's about a mile, but I want to show you this winery, and it's called Seven Springs Winery. I never heard of it, and it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you really got to kind of know how to get there." So sure enough, we top a hill, and here are these vineyards and grapes and this nice little building. And I said, "Well, it's a nice little winery." And my wife said, now, let me preface this by saying, my wife, who has sat out on the deck with me at Chandler Hill more than once, has seen other, says to our friend, "Well, I didn't know that they could grow grapes in Missouri."
Grow grapes in Missouri.
She think all those things
I said,
there.
"What did you just say?"
Oh, man.
Well, like... she said, I said, "No, what did you say?" "Well, I didn't know there were wineries out here." I said, "No, that's not what you said. You said, you know what I meant."
Oh, my goodness. There's like over 100 different Missouri wines, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, easy.
And they all grow.
I didn't know they could grow grapes in Missouri. Now,
number two.
Here's the second one. We were talking about somebody who is a despicable person that we and some other people knew. And this is a mean, rotten human being who has all of a sudden started to get what's coming to him. And she says, "Well, like they say, what comes around goes around." And I said, "No, that's not it. It's what goes around comes around. Same thing." And I said, "No, it's not the same thing. Because what goes around is like what you throw out there comes back to you." "Well, that's what I said." I said, "No, you said what comes around." "Well, what's the difference? It's the same thing."
Then she goes, "You know what I meant."
And then she denied that she said it.
Oh, man.
I heard it. Plain as could be, I heard it. All right, more Burke said. You have more?
I know. I'm good. Go ahead, man.
And now, here's Peon.
Thank you very much. I have a few things. I will start in chronological order. Friday night, after working the show here, I went to my second job, which is bartending downtown. And, first, it's always weird when, because I get off really late there. I got home about 5:30 or 6.
If you rank them in terms of pay, though, this would be your second job.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. That is absolutely the truth.
But I take credit for that.
But after a long night of work, it's so bad when the sun is up and you see people biking on their morning and you are just driving home to go to sleep. Yeah. But Friday night I had this, I will say we had a lot of people in from a learning establishment downtown, or not downtown, but in the St. Louis area.
Like a
college? Yes. Okay. And I'm not going to mention them because I'm sure they aren't all as rude as some of these people are that come in. But I had to kick this girl out.
So you're like a bouncer?
Personally, myself.
Wow. Combination bartender and bouncer.
It was very busy, and I'm waiting. You know, I'm waiting, and this girl is standing there. And as I'm making orders for other people, she's screaming out her order to me, waving, sticking almost her whole body over the bar.
Was she drunk?
I don't even know.
Maybe
I
just obnoxious.
They were just rude. Yeah, just obnoxious. So finally, a friend of hers.
Was she good looking?
No, not even really.
See, that hurt your chances.
Yes. So a friend of hers ordered a round of drinks and gave her one of the drinks. And she grabbed the drink and dumped it right into my ice well. So I told her, I go, "You have to go." And then she tried getting away from the bar and hiding in the crowd. I go from outside the bar. I find her. And I go, "You have to go." And she's like, no. And she starts whining and this and that. And so, you know, you can't put your hands on anybody. But as, you know, I'm holding my arms out, walking her out. She's trying not to. So I finally get her out. I get a bouncer. I go, "She's got to go. She's done. She's out of here." So then like a half hour later, her friend came up to me, is all crying. "This is our last night." Apparently this college or whatever just had a graduation. So maybe they were out celebrating. She goes, "Oh, you have to let her back in. This is our last night, blah, blah, blah." And I go, "No, she's out. She has to stay out." And she said, "How about I give you $100 cash?" I go, "No, she has to stay out." And then she goes, "All right." And then she's going through a wall. "All right, I have $200 in cash." And so then I start asking around. I go,
$200 cash. Should I let her back in? And they're, well, yeah. So I go out front to find her and let her back in. And I find out one of the guys, our fellow workers down at the bar, he saw her and he goes, yeah, she changed her hair and put a sweater on. I thought it was funny and cute. So I let her back in. I go, you just cost me $200. So I was giving him grief the whole night. I went in. I go, you are going to help me find her right now. We're kicking her back out of here again. We couldn't find her. The place was packed. So
right, for those of us who aren't bartenders.
Yes.
She poured her drink in your what? Your
ice well.
Which it's, is just a, where all your ice cubes are.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Could you not rinse the ice?
Oh, no. It wasn't even that big of a deal. But just because she was so obnoxious to do that right in front of me. You know, you can, as your own volition, you can decide who gets to stay right. And who gets to leave. So it wasn't even that it was that big of a deal ice-wise because it was just a drink anyway. It didn't have anything in it that was going to taint the whole ice anyway.
I don't think we can use the word taint.
No.
You edit that out.
I don't want to taint my eyes.
I don't know.
You know what taint is? Do you?
It taint that and it taint this.
It taint up to me.
But that was actually the first person I had to kick out, and she ended up getting back in.
So now you can add bouncer to your resume.
Yes. Well, and this happened a couple months ago, but I had to, one guy was out of control, and I had to help put a knee on this guy because he was fighting. The big bouncer was even having a problem. So yeah, that comes along with the territory.
Nice to be burly and tough, isn't
so
it?
So we find today that Tina has done more than she's ever let us know toward liberating women. And getting women the jobs, the pizza delivery jobs. And here, a peon is like a hero.
Yeah.
Who's kicking women out.
And holding down big burly guys.
I got to kick a little 20-year-old chick out of a bar.
Yeah, but that guy helped to hold down that the bouncer couldn't hold 21. Down. He could have done a lot of damage. He could have hurt people.
Yes. Yeah.
No, you probably saved somebody's life.
Yeah, I did. So that was my Friday night. And then Saturday, of course, we had the trivia night. Sunday, I had the day off, so we did another one of our road trips. And we went to...
you and Andrew.
My wife and I, yes. Yeah. And we went to, I was corrected on Friday, because I mentioned where we were going to go. It's New Berlin, Illinois, not New Berlin.
Yeah, let me stop you. What is the deal with Athens, Greece, but it's New Athens?
Yeah.
It's Baden in Germany, but it's New Baden.
Yeah. I guess
it's Berlin, but it's Berlin over there. What did we do to these words?
I guess know. Just to identify, you know, have it their own, you know, not to be confused with, I don't know. So we went to New Berlin, Illinois, and we did was the Wood Wreath Cemetery, and they had a Wood Wreath Cemetery walk. And it's one of those deals where they have historic people, because that's a pretty historic area over there. It was Island Grove, I think they called it.
Is it everywhere historic? I mean, seriously.
I think so. Well, I mean,
everywhere has history.
No, any town you go to, they have that day where they dress up and everybody's got a story.
So they had the walk where you walk around the cemetery and they have actors portraying the certain people and they tell one of the guys that is buried there.
I would never do that.
I know you wouldn't. One of the guys there that was in the cemetery and one of the actors told his story.
He was dead in the cemetery?
He was in the cemetery dead? Well,
the actor isn't dead,
but the person that he was portraying was dead. But he was a pallbearer to Abraham Lincoln. So that was pretty cool.
And his name was Paul what?
Bearer?
Yes, Paul Bearer.
I have heard of him.
Yeah. He's all over the place.
That was fun.
He's at every funeral.
I know.
Hey, there's Paul
Bearer.
He's
like real busy.
Oh, my God.
But it was a beautiful day on Sunday, so that was nice. And then we went to Clayville, Illinois.
Wouldn't that be something if your name, and you know somebody's name.
Paul Bearer.
Is Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something if he is at a funeral and he's carrying the casket? See, I think that would be fun.
That was
the pallbearers. And who are the pallbearers? Well, we have Paul Bearer and the other guys.
There was a wrestling character that was his name, Paul Bearer. He was the name. Undertaker's manager.
Oh, that's perfect.
And he would come out with an urn to the ring. That was his fake name. So we went to the Spring Festival in Clayville, Illinois then. That was real close. I got to feed a llama.
Is Clayville famous for clay? Or what?
I'm not sure where Clayville gets its name from. But that was real close, and that was fun, too. They had, it was like a spring festival.
Okay, you and your wife, what an exciting life.
We know how to party,
life.
I'm telling you.
We got to feed a llama.
Yeah.
Yeah, my life is so boring.
Was its name Dolly?
Yeah, that's not fun.
No, it's not.
That's too easy.
Fine.
And then I hope John Landoff won't mind, but I thought this Chevrolet dealer in Palmyra was had a pretty interesting name.
Palmyra? I thought it was Palmyra. Is it Palmyra?
I have no idea.
I would say Palmyra.
I've always heard Palmyra.
Well, we'll have to have some.
Man, you
call
find
him.
Some little
Palmyra.
But this guy's, I had to write this down.
Oh. Please, go ahead.
I had to write this down. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra.
Smokey Jennings.
That's what it said on the side of the building.
I love that name.
So hopefully I don't think he's in competition with John, because that's pretty far out.
He wasn't until you just gave him a big commercial. Now you know what? You know what's happening right now?
Now everybody in St. Louis is going to go
right now, somebody on the way to Landoff just did a U-turn. They're heading for Smokey, what's his name?
Smokey Jennings.
Smokey Jennings Chevrolet.
Sounds like a barbecue place.
It does.
Yeah, it does. And then on the way home, we stopped at a little place in Jerseyville, Illinois.
Maybe
it was right
John
on...
Landoff needs a nickname, because you know that guy's name is not Smokey.
No.
Sexy.
Smokey Landoff.
Smokey Landoff?
Something.
Sexy Landoff, Tina?
Sexy
well,
John Landoff.
Could... No, no. He'd love that, so let's not do it.
But on Main Street in Jerseyville, Illinois, we stopped at a place called Fran and Maryland's, and that's one of those small-town places. It was
I love those places.
You could tell all the locals go there on their Sundays to eat. I got a nice piece of chicken fried chicken with gravy on it.
Chicken fried chicken?
Yes.
Wouldn't it just be fried chicken?
No, but it's just a chicken breast. There's no bones in it. It's like
done like chicken fried steak, but the patty is a chicken breast.
Yes.
That's good eating.
It was delicious.
Let me give you another one. Cowan's Cafe in Washington, Missouri.
Yeah.
You go there with Angela.
Chicken fried chicken?
No, just great food and big pieces of pie.
It's
one of those little cafes where everything is delicious.
That's what Fran and Maryland's. Oh, we didn't eat any pie, but they were supposed to be famous for their homemade pies, too. So that was our fun Sunday.
And if you go, I'll go with you, because my wife won't let me eat that stuff.
Yeah, we'll take you on our next trip.
Think,
I don't know. We'll take you on a cemetery walk. I think you'll
cemetery walk.
Great.
But
well,
anyway,
you know what? You're like Charles Kuralt. You don't know who that is. He went on
the road.
Yeah,
no, I remember
on the
that.
Road
on the road.
You're just like him.
Yeah.
I thought of one for Johnny. Since he's a hunter, he could be Shooter Landoff.
That's good.
Hey.
Like Shooter McGavern.
Yeah.
Shooter Landoff. Shooter Landoff Chevrolet.
Didn't Charles Kuralt have an entirely
wives
separate
in every city
family?
Almost?
No, not every city. He had a completely
separate family.
Second, like, woman and family, and nobody knew it till he died. It was great.
Wow.
This guy, who was so revered as a newsman, they found out later, had literally another family.
That's crazy.
Why he was on the road. It was perfect. Perfect.
But it is good that we're able to, I think that shows the strength of a marriage, that because that was like, we were probably in the car 4.5 of the 8 hours we were gone that day.
Yeah, how long have you been
Sunday?
Married?
3 years.
No, you don't have any idea about the strength of a marriage. You haven't even gotten to the testing point.
We don't choke each other in being in the car that long together in one day. So that I think that's
well,
a
you marry long enough, you choke yourself.
Well,
he does that all the time anyway.
All right, take care of that.
Yeah. I'm going to take at least one call, then we'll take a break, because I got to talk to any guy named Bullet. Hello, Bullet.
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Is Bill off today?
Yeah, Bill's off on assignment today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bill's on assignment.
Okay. Hey, I do work with a Paul Bear? Yeah, Paul Bear, and I never even, you know, put two and two together, you know, making a joke like this. You know,
well,
that'd
be the first thing I thought of if I knew a guy named Paul Bear.
Well, see, I'm not quite as good as you are.
I don't think you have to be good. I just think this guy ought to be a professional funeral guy.
Yeah.
How'd you get the name?
When we get back in.
How'd you get your name?
That's my CB handle.
Bullet.
Oh, CB.
You know what? It's not every day you talk to a guy who says, this is my CB handle.
You must be a
truck driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, 26 years.
Well, good for you, Bullet. Thank you for the call.
All right, thanks, Frank.
All right. My handle, my CB handle, was bullshit.
Sounds like he's fast.
Oh, what?
Bullshoot?
I can't get a word in. It's just like home. Was bullshooter.
Bullshooter.
Oh, man.
Oh, like you shoot the bull.
You want to hear a really great story?
Yeah.
It's a true story. 1976, everybody had a CB. Everybody. Everybody had. Dan, am I right?
No. Yeah, you're right.
People went crazy for about 2 years. That song, Convoy, came out. There's CB shops everywhere. Radio Shack can't sell enough CBs. CB stores open up. So I get a Cobra. Remember that one? That's a good one. I get a Cobra. I have a Chevy. At work, we're going to shoot some film for some commercial or something. So one of the girls from the office is is going to follow me to the site where we're going to go shoot. And I'm in this Chevy Caprice, and I lose her. She's behind me, but then she's not mad. And so I had somehow gotten too far ahead of her. So we're on the CBs talking to each other, and she had mistakenly taken an exit, but she's going to jump back on the interstate. I said, I'll pull off on the shoulder, and I'll just wait here. When you see me on the shoulder, flash your lights, and I'll pull out and stay in front of you again. She said, okay, bullshooter, 10-4. And this guy comes on the CB and goes, hey, bullshooter. And I said, yeah, go ahead, good buddy. That's what you know. That's
right. Right.
And he said, you can't sit on the side of the shoulder. And I said, well, I'm just waiting till he said, but you can't do that. It's against the law. He said, it's literally. I said, well, I appreciate it.
I'll take my chance.
I appreciate it. I said, but I'm only going to be on here for, I don't know, 3 minutes or something until she gets back on. And he said, well, I'm telling you, you need to get back on the highway because you can't stop on the shoulder. I said, thank you, good buddy. And so I still haven't heard from her. She's lost contact, and I'm waiting, and I'm looking for flashing headlights. And he said, hey, bullshooter, you're still off on the shoulder. And I said, yeah, I am. He says, you need to get on the highway. And I said, you're the same guy that told me that a while ago. He said, it's against the law. I said, you know what, I appreciate it, but mind your own business.
Uh-oh.
He says, hey, bullshooter. I said, yeah. He said, look in your rearview mirror. I look in the mirror, highway patrol lights. This guy pulls up. He's a cop. Then I just told to mind his own business. Man. He pulls up along the shoulder behind me and walks up to my car. And I said, oh, boy. I said, I just told you to mind your business. He said, yes, you did. And I tried to wait. He said, how many times did I tell you? It's against the law. I said, I know. Look, I didn't know you were a cop. You think I would have done that if I'd known you were a cop? So he lets me go. We had a little conversation, and he let me go. But I'll never – that's the only CB story I remember, because what else is there to remember about having a CB except that you talked on it all the time and said nothing?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it looking up there? Any smokies up ahead?
Yeah.
And somebody's in the rocking chair. And
we got the double nickel going.
I got the front door. He's got the back door, and I'm in the rocking chair, double nickel, 10-8 and 10-20.
In the meantime, that girl goes past you. Hey, bullshooter, is that you?
Well, do you remember what they called women seat covers?
Oh,
hey, some good-looking seat covers just went by. Man, I hope that comes back. I hope we have another, fad, but we won't, because we have cell phones.
With cell phones, yeah.
It's not going to happen again. See, you youngsters, you missed out on this.
Hi, this is John Shane Mystific. You know, just about all of us have some old TV, appliance, couch, or furniture that's collecting dust and taking up space in our home. Trouble is, we don't know what to do with it or how to haul it away. Well, I have the answer. You need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100. Pitchett is a locally owned, family-run, fully bonded and insured junk removal service for residential and commercial companies. Just give them a call at 314-932-1100, and their friendly staff will remove your unwanted items. You don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your garage, your attic, and then clean up afterwards. Imagine what you could do with that freed up space in your home, office, or warehouse. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and they're available on both sides of the river. For a free estimate, call Pitchett at 314-932-1100. That's Pitchett, 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com.
I know what you're thinking. Here's another message from a mortgage guy. Time to daydream. Stop, listen to me. I'm Kevin Putney, owner of 123 Mortgage, and I know you don't care that rates are at all-time lows. You care about getting your house payment lower because you took a pay cut or the credit card companies raised your rate for no apparent reason. You're afraid your home won't appraise out. Your credit score is less than perfect. I mean, whose credit is perfect? Or you have a jumbo arm about to adjust. If that pertains to you, I have programs that fit. You want to talk to the owner of the company and not some paper pusher in a cubicle. Well, that is me. I answer the phone and work on every loan in-house. I am personally licensed to do your loan. My premise for this company was to work with customers for the long term and not the short term. I own and personally handle every mortgage deal from start to finish. Mortgages are all I do. With 123 Mortgage, you are not just a number, but a partner in getting your loan closed in a quick and timely manner. Call 314-862-0123 or visit me at 123mortgage.com.
Call 862-0123.
123, we make it simple.
NMLS number 260531. MO license number 10-1595.
Obamacare has placed our values and our freedoms at risk. We need to send a real conservative to Washington.
who is committed to repeal it. Ann Wagner.
The last 3 years have been devastating to our society in terms of an assault on our individual freedoms and liberties. I mean, you look at Obamacare, the number one thing that must be repealed and that I will fight to repeal when I go to Congress.
Obamacare is one of the largest taxes in the history of America, driving up the debt and punishing small businesses. Wagner knows hardworking families cannot afford another crushing tax and growing government. Our nation stands at the crossroads. Ann Wagner is committed to restoring America by repealing Obamacare, reining in big government, and balancing the budget. Common sense leadership to get America back on track. Ann Wagner for Congress.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
Hi, I'm Mike Kelly. For quality, value, and fun since 1971, nobody makes regulars like Mattingly's Sports Bar and Grill.
Summer was made for Mattingly's and baseball. View every game on dozens of flat screens, including a 100-inch TV at Mattingly's St. Charles location that's like being at the game. Enjoy the coldest beer on the planet and great food and drink specials during every televised game at both locations of Mattingly's.
Mattingly's Sports Bar and Grill with two locations, Florissant and St. Charles, online at mattinglysportsbar.com.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
It's hot.
The record-breaking temperatures in St. Louis are taking a toll on everyone.
Man, it's hot.
Heat illness is serious. The Salvation Army Family Stores are available during regular business hours for people who need to rest and cool off. Please go to your local Salvation Army Family Store if you need to get out of the heat.
It's hot.
For more, call 314-535-0057, extension 546, or go to stlarc.org and stay cool.
On to the phones for a couple of minutes, and we'll talk to you. We don't care who you are. I don't care what you want to talk about. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Real quickly, a pretty interesting story. The state of Connecticut started selling alcohol Sunday, the first time that alcohol sales had been legal in the state. Now there's only one state left where you cannot buy alcohol anywhere in the state. And Tina, you're disqualified because you saw
Utah?
You'd think it'd be Utah.
Hmm.
Indiana. Indiana?
Really?
Indiana? Ooh. You can't buy alcohol.
The only state without Sunday retail sales of alcoholic beverages.
Wow. Wow.
Man. How can that be?
Wow. I don't know.
This is 2012.
That's goofy.
I mean, the people in Indiana have got to go to their legislators and go, come on!
Really?
I mean, 49 other states!
I guess if you're having a big party or something,
you go
all
the border,
up on
across
Saturday.
The border.
Or, yeah, do the day before.
Yeah. I grew up in a dry county in Tennessee, and that's what people would do. If they wanted beer, they'd go to the next county,
yeah.
Get a truckload of beer, and bring it over for the barbecue or whatever. We're going to talk to Bill. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Your phrase, good buddy.
The CB phrase, yeah.
You do know what that really means, don't you?
Well, later on, later on it became a gay thing. But
yeah.
In the 70s, mid-70s, it was...
You're right, good buddy, yeah.
Everybody called another CB guy.
Yeah.
But then, somehow or other, and I don't know how it happened, it came to
mean...
Turned gay. Yeah. It turned gay.
Yeah, it turned gay.
What did it mean?
It meant gay.
I just didn't know if you knew that or not. I just wanted to update you.
No, I did after I'd gotten rid of my CB, and I thought, whew, thank goodness I'm not on there saying that now. I'd make friends I didn't mean to make. Thank you, Bill.
You betcha.
Appreciate the call. Bill, obviously a trucker. Yeah. But isn't that funny, though? How does that spread where somebody goes, you know what, I think from here on out, let's make good buddy a gay thing. Everybody said good buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good buddy, what's your 10-20? And I remember people say, all right, this is the Hammer Man, 10-8, 10-10, and listening in. And I still don't know, I don't remember what that meant, but it meant.
Well, it's like gay used to be happy. And all of a sudden that got.
Well, look at the old songs that talk about people being gay.
We'll have a gay old time.
Yeah.
Don We Now, our gay apparel.
Mm-hmm.
That meant everybody dressed like a homosexual. in today's terms. Random? Is that your name? Random?
It's an apt description. I am randomly AM in the PM.
Okay, that's good enough for us. We'll take it.
A couple of random items for you. Every once in a while, you like to pick apart commercials. We played one during the break just a few moments ago about the incorporate yourself or whatever.
Right.
The person's doing the female voice job on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! Listen to that and. A couple of times, and
I need to hear it. I didn't pay any attention to it. I need to listen to that. Yeah, no, yeah, I do pick them apart. I pick them apart because they deserve to be picked apart.
Well, that one might deserve something. But the other random thought is something you guys mentioned last week ties in with your the alcohol sales. Google has an unmanned car. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, well, if Google can have an unmanned car, when can I get one? That way I can go back to visiting the pubs and...
I know you're kidding, but here's the deal. It's not that far away, and maybe not in our lifetime, but they are working on a transit system where you literally get in a car, like a Google-type car, program where it's to go, and you can be drunk as a skunk, and it'll take you home. Well, it is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. And can you think of the economic benefit of that? People will have to... I mean, all the little local pubs stuff could, increase their business.
Well, think of the lives saved, too. I mean, not just economic benefit.
There'd be no collisions. Everything's controlled and
taxi
programmed.
Taxi drivers might not like it.
All right, random calling. Go ahead.
I got one last thing. I'd like just to put a plug in for a singer that I just discovered last week.
Who is
it? If you like Adele and her unique voice, there is a young lady out of Oklahoma. I believe she's like the great-grandniece of Judy Garland. Her name is Audra May, and she has a song that's just now hitting some of the radio stations out in Texas called Ne'er-Do-Well.
Okay.
YouTube that one and give it a whirl. Well, she has a wonderful voice. It sounds very similar to Adele. But at any rate, I'm going to hang up and enjoy your show. Thanks, guys, and gal. Have a great day.
Thank you, Random. I mean, I'm going to call him Randy.
Randy Random.
Audra May out of Oklahoma. And what did he say, great-grandniece of Judy Garland or something?
Something like that.
Which, by the way, would be a reason for me not to listen to her. Because I never particularly thought Judy Garland singing. Did you, Tina? You're a singer? Did you think that great a singer, Judy Garland?
I didn't know very many songs that she did.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
She was more of a torch singer.
Yeah, well, I like Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
The nightclub singer.
I like her singing better than Liza's.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and accessible. Oh, and we make fun of stuff too.
Night Court, Saturday nights at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Garden View Care Centers of Chesterfield has immediate openings in its Adult Day Program, the premier adult day program in St. Louis. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Garden View Care Center's Adult Day Program is designed to give stay-at-home adults with beginning dementia the benefits of activity-based care on a day-to-day basis. Families may bring their loved ones into Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield in the morning and then pick them up in the afternoon. Caregivers can run errands and enjoy a little personal time with the peace of mind knowing that their loved ones are cared for. Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield's Adult Day Program participants enjoy adult activities like recreation, great dining, exercise classes, social times, excursions, and so on and so forth. Call to make a reservation for the Adult Day Program of Chesterfield, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Or they're always open online at gvcc.com. That's gvcc.com. Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield's Adult Day Program.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Shopping for a new car? At Cars.com, read expert and consumer reviews so you know you're getting the right car. Cars.com. Confidence comes standard. St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late. And for a limited time, get two tacos free with any combo purchase after 11 p.m. Take your vacation days and make the most of them. Book your perfect trip now at Orbitz. Take vacation back. St. Louis Jack in the Box locations are now open late. And for a limited time, get two tacos free with any combo purchase after 11 p.m.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Okay. Here comes the spray. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drawing now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
You know the problem with honey-do lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren, president of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl. Go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
Listen to Nancy Pelosi on Obamacare.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Well, the career politicians passed Obamacare against our will. And now that we know what's in it, we know why they wanted to keep it a secret. I'm John Bruner, conservative Republican for U.S. Senate. My family business has provided health care for employees for years, so I know firsthand just how crippling Obamacare will be. It's causing health care costs to spike, adds over $1 trillion to our national debt, threatens our ability to choose our own doctors, and raises taxes on businesses, which will crush job creation. As your senator, I will lead the fight to repeal this massive government takeover. Liberals like Barack Obama and Claire McCaskill won't do it, but I will. My mission? No Obamacare. No way. I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message. Paid for by Bruner for Senate.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe, the company that has settled more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. can settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you now have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. To find out how much you could save, call Freedom Debt Relief. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589. 1-800-398-5589.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to countrybobs.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope, that's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
During the 4th of July holiday, most of us get to enjoy backyard barbecues, pool parties, family gatherings, and fireworks.
Things we take for granted because of the men and women who make our freedom possible.
Our United States military.
Take this time to acknowledge all members of our armed forces and thank them.
Because their unwavering strength and determination allow all of us to live the American way.
We want you to join all of us at KTRS in saying thank you.
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 And happy birthday, America.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It is ugly, that is for sure. First of all, they're still working to clear this accident.
Hear about it first on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and accessible. Oh, and we make fun of stuff too.
Night Court, Saturday nights at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Shopping for a new car? At Cars.com, read expert and consumer reviews so you know you're getting the right car. Cars.com. Confidence comes standard.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world. Streaming live at KTRS.com. Depend on it.